You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, episode 22, and thank you so much for tuning in. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Hogwarts Legacy. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a second to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find me on Twitter or Hive at MidlifeSQ. So I don't know about you, but I have spent the last week or so completely glued to my phone, scouring the news and social media sites for evidence of what may or may not be the early stages of an alien invasion. Okay, so, like, I know what's been going on isn't aliens, but is it? Maybe. Aliens? All of this nonsense started with that Chinese spy balloon that we shot down last week. And then a few days later comes word of another object that was shot down in Alaska. Was it another balloon? Didn't sound like it. Then another was shot down in Canada. And by now, it seemed pretty sure that these were not the same kind of objects as the balloon. Pilots were reporting, you know, car-sized objects in the sky with no discernible propulsion system, and at least one of the pilots reported that it was interfering with his instrumentation. That's weird, right? And then last weekend, various reports came in of airspace being closed down due to radar-indicated objects before, once again, the U.S. military shot down another object over Lake Huron. The logical side of my brain is telling me, of course, there's an explanation for all of this that isn't extraterrestrial. But the side that was obsessed with the X-Files and UFO conspiracies growing up is 100% convinced that we've been shooting down ET. It didn't help that the Pentagon literally said in a briefing the other day that they had not ruled out that the objects were extraterrestrial in nature. Yeah, that is something that the Pentagon said out loud with words. I don't know what the heck is going on in the skies around our country, but I'm sure as heck looking up in the sky a lot more this week, and the little Fox Mulder inside me is losing his damn mind. My family have been huge Harry Potter fans for years. My wife and I have read the books, and they were the first big kid books that Charlie ever read. He had his own wizard robes, room decorations. He got, you know, sorted into Slytherin at a Target store. And last year we went to Universal Studios in Orlando specifically to spend a couple of days at Hogwarts. The series has meant a lot to us over the years, so to say that we were excited about Hogwarts Legacy would be a pretty big understatement. That being said, I wasn't 100% convinced that developer Avalanche would be able to deliver on what fans have been wanting. There have been some decent games over the years, and LEGO games were entertaining. But I've been waiting for that truly complete Hogwarts experience that lets you really live out that life of being a student at the school. Well, I'm very happy to say that not only does this game live up to those lofty expectations that I had, but in many areas it exceeds them. Set roughly 100 years before the events of the films, Hogwarts Legacy is an open-world RPG which casts you as a new student who is coming in as a fifth year and possesses unusual abilities that have gotten the attention of both the professors at Hogwarts as well as a group of dark wizards with their own evil intentions. Being set a century before the books means that you won't be running into Harry Potter and his pals or the familiar teachers who taught them. Instead, you'll be introduced to an entirely new cast of characters, which frees the writers up to craft their own unique story without the constraints of the previous lore. I think this was a smart move, and both the new characters and story that they're telling are pretty interesting. From Headmaster Black and his staff of professors to the townsfolk of Hogsmeade, you'll meet all sorts of interesting new faces. The protagonist that you play as is one of your own making, and the character creator is pretty good, allowing you to customize your student however you like. More than any student or teacher, though, the main character of this game is Hogwarts itself. And this is where the developers went above and beyond anything I was expecting of them. The castle is simply stunning, and it is so true to what you've seen or read that longtime fans will spend countless hours, like I have, exploring every inch of it and trying to uncover all of its secrets. Everything is in there, from the house common rooms to the classrooms to the room of requirement, which you can completely customize to your own needs. It's incredible what they've accomplished in recreating this school. It's filled with endless little small details as well, like paintings and statues which come to life and move and speak to you, or the famous Hogwarts ghosts which will roam the halls. Every time I found a new room or wing, it was so thrilling to see. And at nearly 15 hours in, I'm still discovering new areas all the time. And it's not just the castle. You can explore the grounds surrounding it, the nearby town of Hogsmeade, and a pretty huge open world full of forests, towns, castles, and caves, all of them loaded with secrets to find. I was expecting a decent-sized world, which would mostly cover the school grounds, but the map is far, far bigger, and it will take hours and hours to explore it all. A giant world is all well and good, but if there aren't interesting things to do in it, then you'll get bored pretty quick. Thankfully, this world is loaded with numerous and unique activities to keep you busy. There are the classes you'll attend, which will teach you new skills and new spells. There are races to complete on your broom, although sadly there's no Quidditch. There's games to play, poachers to take down, beasts to collect, puzzles to figure out, and loads of collectibles to find. It's all so well done and introduced to you at a good pace that I could easily see myself spending 100 hours in the world before I felt like I was ready to move on. I haven't mentioned the combat yet, which isn't like a huge focus of the game so far, but it's really well done and feels immensely fun in practice. You have your basic attack spell, which you use most of the time, but as you learn new spells from your teachers, you'll be able to combine them in combat to be able to take down even tougher enemies, like using the disarmament spell to knock someone's wand out of their hand, followed by a levitation spell to send them floating into the air, followed by a powerful flame spell to finish the job. There are so many combinations to play with, and it's very, very fun to experiment with. I did find myself getting a little bit confused at times, trying to map a dozen different spells to the controller buttons and trying to remember them all in the heat of battle. That was a little bit tough, but you slowly get used to it. The game isn't perfect. There are some small but noticeable graphical bugs that pop up from time to time. Nothing that's game-wrecking, but as part of a package that is otherwise quite remarkable in its presentation, it does jump out at you then. And there are also a few things missing that Harry Potter fans might be expecting to be in the game, like being able to play Quidditch, or ride the Hogwarts Express, or visit Diagon Alley. Now, like I said, I'm only about 15 or so hours in, so maybe those things pop up later in the game, but I get the impression that maybe those are being held back to throw into an inevitable sequel. It's also worth pointing out that with all of the commotion surrounding this game, that the developers do seem to have made an effort to make the game feel more inclusive, including several queer characters and a transgender woman who runs the Three Broomsticks pub in town. Now, it's not going to solve everyone's issues with the game, but in a massively popular game which is going to reach millions and millions of players, I think that's a good thing to have that kind of representation in there. Hogwarts Legacy is the ultimate Harry Potter fantasy. It allows you to live out the life of a student, from attending class to soaring over the castle on your broom. It's nearly everything that you could possibly want out of such a game. The presentation is top-notch, the action is thrilling, and it's full of so many secrets and mysteries that you'll lose yourself in the world for weeks, if not months. It's absolutely an early frontrunner for Game of the Year, and it also helped me to justify my buying of a second Xbox last year so that I don't have to wrestle with my wife or son for the controller to play. All right, let's end the week by spreading a little bit of positivity. I want to give a shout out to Joseph Moran, host of the Trophy Room podcast. Joseph is a guy who I don't really know personally, but we've followed each other on Twitter over the years and interacted from time to time. And he just seems like one of those guys who is really putting in the hard work to create a great show and doing it the right way by being a positive force in the community. There are so many people doing video game podcasts these days. You can't throw a rock without hitting a new podcast, but few of them are out there giving it 110% the way that he does. And it shows in his work. So if you are a PlayStation gamer or just a gamer in general, you should go check out his podcast and give him a follow on Twitter, where he goes by Mr. Bad Bit. It's always nice to support the good guys. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter or Hive, where we go by Midlife SQ. Until next time, be well and keep playing.